I can't tell you what I learned from school, but
bulletproof and unafraid.
We weren't given our powers so that we could show off.
Ohakmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohakmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amelie,
Isabel,
Natalie,
José.
Polaris to Power Pack.
Polaris.
Hot damn.
Born with green hair, Lorna Dane's adoptive parents dyed it to hide her minor mutation. But when she grew up, it was more than minor. She also had the power over the electromagnetic spectrum, controlling magnetic fields, but also electrical current. You might ask if she was the actual daughter of Magneto. And villains did make her think that with the use of a Magneto robot, which manipulated her into attacking the X-Men. When the truth was revealed, she joined the team and eventually fell in love with Havoc. Both heroes think of themselves as part-time members, and Lorna would rather live a normal life, thank you very much. Perhaps because she was adopted, she feels her bonds with people very strongly, whether it's the X-Men as surrogate family or Havoc as lover. Pictured dismantling a robot, pushing someone by the belt buckle, I imagine, flying on magnetic currents, safe in a force field, raising a broadcast tower, and electrifying some machine.
Badass.
I want to be her.
Girls want to be her. Boys want to be her. I want to be her.
She's so cool.
She's absolutely hot. Yes. Wonderful.
We've talked about this before on the show, like, years ago probably, but green was always my favorite hair color.
Yeah,
when I
always,
dyed it, so.
It's always pretty too.
Yeah, when you said that, I thought you were gonna say that her parents died. Her parents died. It's
her hair.
Her hair. I was shocked that they didn't die like from death.
Honestly, this kind of something that I always think about, because obviously children are cruel, but I always think like, you know, people who have, like, naturally, like, a white streak in their hair and, like, they tend to, like, dye when they're younger because, you know, kids are mean or whatever. And I'm always like, that is, like, the coolest thing in the world. This is also how I feel about this because, like, you have naturally green hair. That's amazing. Yes. Keep that hair, please.
I'm curious about why there's a, like, a spider web print. Like, it doesn't go with the powers. Not that I'm mad at it. I love it. I love it. I want more of it.
Is it a spider web or is it more like a stained glass?
I was like,
oh, is it
church,
stained glass?
I was like, church window?
Church crotch. Church crotch.
No, it's a bat crotch.
Yeah, it goes with the Batman crotch.
Well, from the color, it seems to be some sort of mesh, like a fishnet.
Yeah.
But
I think
not
it's
fishnet.
Just like uneven fishnets kind of thing.
Or
like,
maybe.
Fishnet got worn too many times.
Stretched
that
out a little bit.
That caught fish.
I just think the costume doesn't fit with the powers, but I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Really like the colors.
It's so cool.
Is this a purple suit or a pink suit?
Purple.
Okay, thank you.
This is purple?
In my mind, it was purple, but it was just badly aged.
It is a purple.
But I always find that green and purple go well together.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a cool villainy vibe.
She's got an interesting hair length. She's got, like, my hair length, which isn't very common. I feel like usually women have, like, a really short pixie cut or, like, really long hair.
Well, this is kind of, like, modern now.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously all of these are kind of based on what was hip at the time. But this is actually, like, she just genuinely looks like somebody we could see right now.
Yeah,
I mean, her hair is green, but beyond that, and even,
well,
with,
even
that,
with that,
yeah, yeah, even with that, really.
Like, even the bangs and the layering,
it's
just
it's very, like, current.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't look old, it's just, like...
I like the fit of the suit so much. I like the neckline. Mm-hmm. It feels different than what we usually see. It's not, like, all the way up, and it's not, like, a big V-neck.
And it's also got, like, a bug... thing.
Yeah,
I love
that. Really? I thought it was a bat.
Well, whatever.
With,
I don't know what to call
it. With fangs to the nipples.
Oh.
Fangs to the nipples.
Nipple fangs. It's actually, like, very, like, breasty, but it's not very cleavagey, weirdly, because of the whatever it is in the middle.
Yeah. You know what you need? A cleavage bug.
Mm-hmm.
just
That sounds like a product.
Does your outfit feel indecent? Cleavage bug.
and you could spread the wings, and it would just like more or less.
That's so cute.
Yes.
$1 million idea.
Absolutely.
Her face reminds me of somebody, and I can't place it, like an actress, and I just don't know who it is.
Duck face.
It's a bit Pamela, I guess.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, Pamela could have almost done this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the lips.
It looks very pouty. There's like a huge shadow. Like her lips are like so intense.
They're
shadow.
They're so large.
My main concern is her tiny ankles and her high heels. She floats, right?
No. She can fly.
That's why she has boots like that. She doesn't need to walk.
Are her boots part of the clothes?
It's always the question.
Because it goes up to her crotch.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's like a one piece.
Yeah. Kind of like like sock shoes now that you can get, mm-hmm. where it's like they're just basically fabric. And then there's a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's basically like that.
I hate it.
Imagine if they're boots and they go all the way up to your crotch, and when you put them on, instead of, you know, pulling up your boots from your ankle, you're like pulling them up from in between your legs.
Oh, gosh. No thanks.
It's so weird.
I hate it.
I don't like the thing. Is it like a reverse cape? Crown?
A collar?
Collar?
It, yeah, you can
It
see
doesn't look like a collar.
You see it behind here. It's, and it goes up. It's just very intense.
It's too small and big at once, but it's like not wide enough.
Mm-hmm. It's like it wants to be a headpiece.
It feels like Maleficent to me.
Yeah, I guess it looks like horns.
Yeah, I would rather that it wasn't a collar and it was just a headpiece and she'd be...
It's like they horns. It's like they wanted to do a headpiece, but her hair's too fabulous.
Yeah. I do love this flying face with a gun.
I find it horrifying.
I was pointing it to Nat.
I just love that the only things left is just a face and a hand holding a gun. I love it.
I hate it. I'm so
It's
disturbed.
My favorite panel.
It's horrifying. I hate it so much.
And the smile on the face, too.
The smile? He's horrified. It's, he's like,
he's a robot. He doesn't know.
It's so fucking scary.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
I hate it.
I do like the jeans outfit, though. Mm. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. She's really hot.
And it's a cool name. I've always liked that word.
Polaris?
Yeah. Mm. It's a cool word. Like, sometimes they use words in this, and I'm like, it's just a bad word, but I like Polaris.
You know what? I like all these panels. I like the cowboy man. I love the squiggly, like,
tower. I like the I'm floating gracefully and with all of the, like, just fabulously.
You can really see the boob bug.
Yeah, and when she's flying, too, you can really see it.
Is this water or is it air?
Air. She's flying on magnetic currents.
Oh.
It's oxygen bubbles.
Yeah, you could convince me that that's water.
I think you can't fuck up green and purple. It's the best combo that's ever existed.
The compilation of every green outfit we hated.
I think we liked a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a color palette that just generally works well.
I think we've often said, even if it's a villain, like, you know what, though? Rocking with the outfit.
Yeah.
There's like a, just a cool vibe with that because, and honestly, it's just a bit unusual, I suppose. You don't actually see a lot of people wearing that in real life. Mm.
I'm going to wear more green and purple.
I should have more purple pieces. I think that all the time. Because it's like been my favorite color my entire life. Now I would say it's like a toss-up between that and yellow. Like, I've gone a lot towards yellow in the recent years. But, like, I own almost no purple clothing. And that's weird. I don't understand how that happened.
Oh, I know how it happened. It hasn't been popular fashion color for a few years.
Can I just blame the fashion industry for that?
No, I do.
I do all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Like, sometimes I go on my favorite website and I put, like, filter, dress, size, Jose size, color purple, and it's, like, one dress, and I'm like, excuse me, I need more. Like, it pisses me off.
I would like some purple clothing. You know what? This is proving this.
If you took off the gloves and you made it, like, a dress... Mm-hmm. That went to, like, just, like, above the knee. I own that.
With, like, the bat crotch?
In, like, no bat crotch, unfortunately.
Oh, is it the one with the zipper in front?
No. I don't own it still. I owned it in, like, 2001.
Never mind.
But it's something about the neckline and the length of the sleeve is very, like, cool when I was like in 8th or 9th grade.
Yeah.
When was this designed?
When you were in 8th or 9th grade.
Late 60s, early 70s.
So when I was in 8th or 9th grade.
You look so good for your age.
I moisturized.
Every day. Polaris. Hot or not?
Hot.
I don't even remember her powers, but still
hot. It doesn't matter.
She's like Magneto.
Okay,
I'm gonna hot then. That's honestly, I never really understand powers like that. Like, what do you mean? I have a hard time visualizing it.
Are you saying magnets? How do they work?
It's made of metal, so I can like,
yeah,
move it around.
I guess because
it's a specific telekinesis.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but for me, like. Like, somebody has, like, water powers or something, you can see, like, okay, there's water, and then... But
there's
like,
metal, and...
Yes, but there's, like, nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, a... It's not coming out, you know what I mean? Like it is metal, because they do that to so that we visualize what it's like, but like there's, the metal no, there's nothing that's thing. Visual except the thing that they're moving, is what I mean.
Okay, but if you could see, like, right now, we're awash... With electromagnetic
energy, yeah, and energy, that's right? Weird to think about. And I can't really imagine. I can't. It's hard to wrap my head around.
When
that
it becomes
sort of thing.
Visible, it's
then
like
it's a lot easier for me.
Well, it's like aurora borealis. That's a visual cue that there's magnetics. So maybe the powers could look like that.
Yeah, that would help me out.
And those are often green and purple.
They are.
And red.
Stop it.
What's her personality like up there?
Don't love that. It's just out of the gate. I'm gonna be honest.
I have mixed feelings.
Possessor.
Mixed.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had an elder of the universe in a while.
Oh, true.
These immortal aliens from the dawn of time who partake in their singular obsessions. In the possessor's case, it's accumulating knowledge. He found a giant library on the planet Rus and put everything he had in a massive computer, then opened the doors of his academy for all knowledge seekers from every species. And he ran this university for millennia, until a student brought him a strange alien artifact called the Runestaff. The possessor wanted to study it, but the student had already done a lot of research on it and didn't want the university president stealing his thunder. A struggle ensued, the student was killed, possessor became unhinged.
Oy.
In one experiment, the Runestaff sucked hundreds of students into itself, which only drove the elder more and more insane. Under the staff's influence, he's paranoid and power mad. Though a villain for a while, he eventually broke the spell, released everyone that was captured by the staff, and started rebuilding his university. He's pictured fighting both Hercules and Thor, as well as there's a picture of Rus University.
I had a journey. It started bad, was kind of good, then went bad. Good again. I'm
registering confused. Staff as like the staff of the university. I was like, no, wait, what?
You know, all the janitors and librarians.
Yeah, killing students.
This look is so
confused.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of Lady Liberty in tatters, but with these like modern sunglasses.
Yeah, and they're like clubbing cool dudes sunglasses.
Just put your finger over it and it's a lot better.
No, but then you get to the shoes.
I believe the sunglasses may be just a piece of fabric.
Oh,
is it like a blindfold? Oh, he's
like a blindfold, because in other panels it kind of looks like that's what it is.
Oh yeah, it looks more like fabric in the second.
Is it like a thing? Is it like a Justice's blind move,
or is he kinky,
or both? He kind of looks like, you know when you see like those like high fashion runways?
Oh yes.
And it's like no one would wear this. No one, like, this is art.
Yeah.
But this is not, like, wearable. This is kind of what this reminds me of.
I'm not gonna lie. That staff is the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's such a goofy face.
It's a goofy-ass lion. Why is it like that?
It looks like a... Crud, I can't think of the...
Like the Cheetos.
Not even. It's a cartoon. I can't think of the name from when I was younger, like, it looks exactly like that. So every time I'm like, I can't take this seriously. It looks so dumb.
It's like you gave a haircut to a lion.
Aw, that's so sad.
Faye does look happy about it.
You know what it looks like,
He's
actually?
Like, I'm rad.
You know those kids' toys that are like a stick with a horse's head and you just sort of like get on your ride? This is what that looks like.
Yeah. I hope that's what he does in his spare time.
He has to. That's why he's so ratty.
Bumping into one.
Like, why, though?
Yeah.
This outfit.
Yeah, does everyone in this university look like this?
Is that what happens when you get all the knowledge?
Imagine if everyone else was wearing just, like, suits and cardigans, and then this guy is doing this.
I imagine it's possible, I don't know the stories, but it's possible that once he lost himself to the staff...
Yeah. His hygiene was not top priority.
Right.
Favorite. So he's like, he got more and more shredded, but he was like insane.
I think the hair was still absolutely gorgeous and silver and like,
I think it's a metaphor for postgraduate degrees. Yes.
It sounds like it.
Honestly, every year, first year you look really good, second year, third year, fourth year, I'm just in pajamas all the time.
The more you study, the more you lose yourself. Because I once we went to Chapters and there was a woman selling her thesis, like her doctorate thesis.
And all of her possessions.
And she looked like it had taken over her life in the most tragic way. Like, it's all she could talk about, and it's like all she knew, and it's all she had done. I left the store like, poor girl. I hope she's okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
And then you did your master's.
Oh, I did my master's degree, and it took 3 years instead of two. And my mom asked if I was going to do a doctorate, and that's another 5 years. 5 years working on the same thing? No. No, you go insane. Go insane, like this guy. Yeah. And you start wearing old Lady Liberty costumes that are like all tattered.
A Halloween costume of the Statue of Liberty, but the next day.
Yeah. Oh, the walk of shame.
My favorite part about the costume, though, is the fact that he once had a sleeve.
Mm, and he had two sleeves.
But, I mean, you see where it was.
Yeah. And instead of just, like, ripping that part off, he's keeping that part on his...
Yeah.
That's too much effort now.
I love that.
It's in the inset panel as well.
You take a shower and you have to put on that little wrist bit every time you're getting dressed again.
You think he takes showers? I don't. I think he just disgusting.
You know what? His hair looks nice.
That's a lot of dry shampoo.
His hair looks really great. I hate the name.
Possessor.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's supposed to sound like professor.
Probably.
Maybe.
Because he's the prof who stole your thesis.
I wonder how often that happens. Because I think, I mean, not all of this, but you know what I mean. I bet it happens a fair amount.
It happened somewhat to my dad.
Teachers stealing,
And not me, it was another student that stole my dad's work.
A student?
Yeah. And at that point, he was just like, I can't afford to restart. So he just applied for a job and got a job.
That other student, you know.
I know, but it's
not the
sucks.
Same. Well, it's not the same ethical
There's like
problem.
A power dynamic here.
Yeah. But I can tell you from working for a student union for 12 years that this happened. I don't know of it happening at our university as far as postgraduate, but I've seen it happen from a professor stealing a project, you know, like presenting it to another class as his own, changing the name on the PowerPoint.
That's wild.
So I've seen that.
Well,
ridiculous.
Well, when I was doing my master's, my professor was always like giving me credit. I would present myself as their student to other people, and he would say, no, you're a researcher. Like, you work with me. But there's another teacher. She would go to conferences and present the person that was doing her thesis with her research as her own.
Right.
Without giving credit.
That's so gross.
As the head of the research team.
Yeah, this is also mine.
Yeah,
but without any credit at all. And
That's the worst.
The original writer of this probably knew of such stories if it didn't happen to them. So that's probably the genesis of the possessor. I want your opinion on the university campus on page 2.
Oh.
It's weird.
It's just one building?
Is it a pyramid?
Is that a cool-ass skating ramp?
Yeah, is it like...
Is it
that
flat
way?
Or up?
Or is it up? Yeah,
the perspective is confusing.
It's up.
It's up?
Okay, I see it as like a pyramid from like Mexico or like from
yeah, like a Mayan.
With a badass ramp for skateboarding. With a cool tunnel for like giant hamsters. Like, I don't know. It's a lot.
So it's like open concept.
Yeah, because each floor...
Open concept campus.
Yeah, you got each floor seems...
Just like open.
It's like the entrance is from the Jetsons, but the building's from the Flintstones.
Yes.
And but the ramp. How do you get up there?
With the ramp.
The ramp.
But do you have to what? Like climb a very steep, flat surface?
Yeah, that's why you have a skateboard to go down.
Going down is one thing. Going up.
We're not seeing the elevators or anti-gravs or what's inside the building.
I mean, there are cars there.
You like when you're outside a building, Isabel.
Yeah.
You don't see how to get to the third floor.
You gotta
be inside.
But this looks like it's the door, the front door.
You gotta have good legs go up.
No, I think that, you know, this is a street.
Yeah.
Because you see cars.
And then
that's the entrance of the campus.
Maybe you go
And then
in
there's
here.
A building.
Oh, maybe
no,
a wall.
That's a ramp.
Because that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, this little corridor situation here, what does it lead to? Does it lead to, like, the ramp? Or is it, like, a hole in the ramp?
Well, maybe there is a hole in the ramp. Look at the shading.
It does look like it.
I don't think it's a ramp.
Like, stop, guys. Yeah,
it may just be like a...
I think it's a panel.
No, it's a ramp.
Like a wall.
Well, like projecting movies
they should, yes, I was about to say, they should have movie nights. You think they have, like, fraternities and shit at this place?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do they study?
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, well.
But it's the accumulation of knowledge, right?
Yeah. So that's study a bad everything. University. You gotta specialize.
Don't say that. That's where we went to a general
I know. That's why I said that.
I'd love to see a class from this place.
What's the top level, I wonder? Is it like...
That's like the dean's office.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking like... The department that brings most money, and then it goes down. Mm.
But it just looks like, what are the holes? Are they jacuzzis?
Yeah. I was also thinking that.
You know what it looked like? And it's partially because of the little tiny people. It looks like a model of a building that's going to be built. Just the small people and the cars and just the way it's laid out. It looks like a tiny model in a glass case.
I'm like not attracted to them.
Okay, I'll ask. Possessor, hot or not?
Out of the gate, the name really threw me.
Possessor.
I didn't like that.
You kind of sold me on it with the sound matching with Professor, though.
Yes, I think you're probably right that that's the idea, and that makes it better in my mind.
Maybe he was, you know, I don't know. I could imagine that he used to be the Professor. You know, this is the seeker and the collector. In this case, the Professor, because he's the knowledge and he's got the university. And then... He started sucking souls out of people, which is the university experience. And fair. Became the Possessor.
That's the thing. It's
I like that. I hope that's true.
His rate my professor rating must be real shit.
That's the thing. It's like, I think he would not have time for me. He'd be too busy seeking knowledge and would not have time to bring me
as
funding.
Usual with the elders, right? They're always more obsessed with other things.
Yeah, he'd probably want to bring me to trivia, and as you all know, that's my personal hell.
I'd forgotten he was smart. Oh no.
I don't even think he would have time to go to trivia. He'd be like, no, I need to study more, not like, can you just go on your own? Like, I'm busy again.
And
it's like, can you come to Christmas?
I'm not going either.
Like, what about Christmas dinner? No, I need to study still. And it's
I can't live that life. I don't want to date him, for the record. No, I don't think he's dateable.
He's the dude in this office. Then you knock at the door and you're like, hey, you gotta come out of that office? You poke him with the staff.
I think he's real pissed.
Yeah, I'm just like
don't touch my staff.
The staff is not a joke.
He kind of reminds me of my dad. Because... He's always, like, reading and watching TV, and he loves to absorb knowledge, and when you talk to him about one thing, he's gonna find the one thing that he knows something about in the sentence you just said, and he's gonna talk your ear off about it, and I just do not have the patience. I will not be my mother. She didn't do any post-secondary education, and she never worked, and she just kind of stayed at home and did, you know, so she's not, like,
So Monsieur Duc is kind of quiet. For a reason.
Yes. so my mom doesn't, like, really not that she doesn't know a ton of stuff, but she's not, like, she doesn't have, like, that academic mind. Mm. And my dad is just, like, talking and talking and talking. She's like, yes, honey, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's very sweet and very nice, and you can talk to her for hours, but I just do not have that patience. And I don't think I could handle this. I hate when you're having a conversation with someone and they just kind of go on and on about things that you're like, yeah, I just wanted to talk about.
How can you stand this show?
We're the ones talking.
And we are and we are hilarious.
I like the sound of my own voice, Mike.
Okay.
It's a nice voice. That's why you're on all of the podcasts.
Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again.
I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Banker's Club and drink Miller Lite. On Thirsty Thursday and Tuesday night ice. And I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get muffed up.
Power Broker Incorporated. We're gonna make this short because the organization got less than half a page and no picture. If you want super strength, you can go to Power Broker Incorporated in LA and get yourself augmented for a price. They're responsible for those super strong wrestler groups. Remember?
Mm. No.
The grapplers.
Yes.
Usually, as we might have mentioned under Ms. Marvel, they addict you to pills while you are there, so the money keeps rolling in. Ms. Marvel and the Thing put an end to this scam, but the power broker himself is still out there. Fans of the MCU might remember that in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the power broker appears to be Sharon Carter, heading an underground business that's creating super soldiers. So it's similar, but not the same. In the comics, it's definitely a dude in a business suit.
So that's what we're picturing?
Like, not even a logo?
Nothing.
Like, I want to know what Power Broker Inc.'s offices look like. Like, what's this?
Where's the bathrooms? Where's the vending machine? Where's the hot tub?
Where do they have a cafeteria?
Yeah.
Where do you bring in your own lunch?
I'm highly disappointed.
Yeah. How many employees?
Yeah. Where do they store the power?
The only employee I know of is Dr. Carl Malice, is the... was the creepy scientist with the syringe.
His last name is Malice.
We did the guy.
Oh my god, I
remember
him.
That guy.
I mean, that's why how they that's our whole hiring process. What's your name?
Sound evil.
Do you look good holding a syringe?
And in the MCU, it's Emily Van Camp who plays the, like, she turns out to be the power broker. So hot.
So are they?
But this dude is like a generic. It's like when you guy. See the power broker. It's just like a guy with a business suit.
How often does he show up?
I don't think you see him much. I think it was supposed to be like a mysterious... It's also how they play it on TV. It's a mystery. You think it's a guy. You think you've met him, but then it turns out it's somebody else. Whatever.
Sort of like a shadow organization. Everyone's sort of neutral and...
Well, they're like big business.
Capitalism.
Let's addict people to pills when they get their super strength.
Yes, but do they have a ping pong table? That's what we need to know.
The word broker gives me anxiety.
I feel that because of work.
Because the word broke is in it?
No. No, because it means they need to do important adult stuff and deal with
it
people.
It doesn't sound fun.
No.
No, me, it's a specific department in the company that we need to call to help. To, like, help us with certain cases, and they never pick up their phones, and clients can't get reach of them, and that just means more angry customers to me. So that word is just, like, people that don't pick up their phones, and I hate their guts.
I bet they don't pick up their phones.
Absolutely not.
It is nice that they did incorporate.
Yes. Congrats on the legalization of your organization.
Because it is an evil, illegal organization, but they do fill in the paperwork.
They do do their taxes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
On time? Maybe not. Mm. Probably not.
With penalties.
No. No, those kinds of people, they do it exactly on time, because then people don't look into you.
Yeah, that's true.
Ugh. Anyway, they're based in the U.S., so...
I hate them.
They don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
Big business. Yeah, so they're not rock solid exactly, but Power Broker,
I hate
hot or not.
Do they sponsor events?
Oh my god,
wrestling?
I hope so.
I mean, they're probably sponsors for that unlimited weight class thing.
That would be so funny if their just logo is there, like, supporting a literacy event or something.
Because they have to do something. I'm going to go with not, I suppose.
I know very little, and yet again, I hate them very much.
They would be a maybe if they had good facilities.
Even if we saw like a cool logo, I could have considered it maybe, but yeah. Like there's just nothing there.
Or like a guy from the back in an alleyway. That could have been a maybe. That's intriguing.
Give us something.
All right, Luke Cage, Power Man, the hero of Harlem, was a petty criminal when he was a kid, but left that behind when he got older, except his childhood friend went deeper into crime and jealous of a certain girl's attentions for Cage, he framed him for drug possession. Cage went to prison where he volunteered for a special experiment, and though the scientist was legit, a crooked guard who hated Cage fiddled with the machine, hoping to kill him, and wound up giving him super strength and bulletproof skin instead. Thinking he killed the guard when he exploded out of the machine, Cage escaped and became a fugitive, which is when he took the name Luke Cage. He wasn't born Luke Cage. An alias to hide in plain sight. After doing good works in Harlem and failing to get any publicity, he took the name Power Man and dubbed himself Hero for Hire. Iron Fist eventually joined him in this enterprise. So if you're in trouble and don't know who to turn to, call the Heroes for Hire. He's a very large, intimidating man, and he knows it. So he lets his body language do most of the talking. He holds grudges for the things done to him, and brute force is his preferred method, but he's also a good boy who doesn't curse. He says sweet Christmas a lot. He's a class act, and he's a cool cat. Like the blaxploitation heroes he's based on, he doesn't take crap from the man and is a hit with the ladies. Pictured punching people while taking bullets, ramming his fist through a robot, ripping up a floor, and punching someone into the sewers. And of course, he had his own Netflix show.
He did?
Yeah. He's a hit with me.
I can't believe Luke Cage's name was Power Man. That's so generic and lame.
I'm shocked by
this. That's why today they mostly call him Luke Cage, and the show was called Luke Cage. And
this Power Man's not
And famously,
great.
Nicolas Cage took his name from this guy.
Really?
Yes.
That's true,
yeah. He's a big comic book fan, and when he had to choose an artist name, he chose Cage.
I find that fascinating how many actors are like...
It's not their real name.
Yeah. And some of them it's his, and it is wild. Yes.
Can we have a moment of silence for that bulge?
I don't know. I have a moment of concern.
The bulge is... a moment of silence for the rest in peace.
The bulge is out of control. Like, it looks like he has, like, a full cup or something in there.
That is 100% padded. Like, you see where, like, you see how ruffled that shirt is and how it's pointing to the crotch? It's because it's stuffed.
All stuffed in there.
Yeah, it is. Girl, like, there's no way. It's so
funny
big.
That you bring up the shirt because I was going to say... That he, like, tucked it in really nicely. Like, it looks like it's a really good tucked-in shirt.
Yeah, he has really good folding skills.
You like the disco era?
Yeah, it's a real DV. I mean,
I'm always okay with more chest.
I'm still not over how wide the bulge is.
It's so ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous.
It's the thickness of it. It's like
hit with the ladies.
God, he would send us all to the hospital.
It's the thickness of one of his legs. Like, it's so big.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I feel like we've hadn't had like a good bulge in a while.
There's good, and then there's I'm concerned.
No. If your bulge is as wide as your knee.
I don't know anymore. As thick as the rest of them, though. That's what's crazy. Like, that's like half his body.
But like, the rest of the body is huge, too. Like, just look at, like, the biceps here. Like, it looks like a balloon. The calf kind of looks like a balloon. Bulge kind of looks like a balloon. Like, there's too many. It's too big. Everything's
honestly,
too big.
It kind of looks like, you know how Legos... Are just like two legs and then a crotch. It's like that.
Yeah. Oh.
Two legs and a crotch.
Like a Ken doll.
Yeah, he almost like goes full back towards flat again.
Yeah.
Which is very confusing.
Very confusing.
Yeah, it's like bulging but also flat.
There's no dimension.
All at the same time, yeah.
So they gave him too much of a thigh gap.
Maybe?
Yeah.
No,
it's the shading.
He's more action figure.
Like, there's just too much space here. Like,
and there's
the
not enough
shading.
I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't give him, like, a pelvic situation.
Like a zipper?
It's just, like, leg middle part.
Yeah. It's visually confusing.
The belt's cool, though.
He's literally just wearing a huge chain. Like, that's badass.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's wearing those boots, though.
Yeah, like, the boots are a weird choice for this.
Like, I feel everything's very disco, and then the boots, it's like, what happened?
I kind of wish he was wearing, like, a slight-heeled boot.
Yeah! You
know? And, like, bell-bottoms.
That would be awesome. I feel like his shirt is shiny.
Yes.
The pants are certainly shiny, because if you look in the other panels, they tend towards black. They're shinier than they appear in the main picture.
Shinier than they appear.
I love the punching through this guy.
Yeah, that's intense.
I was concerned, and then I saw, like, pieces, and I was like, oh, it's a robot, never mind.
Yes, it does feel like he's just punching through a person.
Man, if it was a person, I was concerned. If it's a robot, I was like, meh, who cares?
Imagine being a guy that's like, I want to kill this dude. I hate him. And then you accidentally give him the most kick-ass superpowers.
That's karma right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a terrible luck, but also, like, you're doing something terrible, so fuck you.
It's just, like, so, like, chef's kiss.
Karma's a bitch.
I like the headband thing.
Yeah, I feel like headbands don't always work, but this one does.
It's cool. It's, like, subtle. It's not, like, crazy, and but I think it looks nice. Fun detail.
And it matches the accessories with the... Okay, maybe it's just me, but with the cuffs and the chain, it's a bit...
Prisoner?
Prisoner.
I think that's probably the idea.
I know, but, like...
I don't know. I don't know if I like that.
Well, just because that is from... That is his past.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, like, a nod to that when he was in prison.
The cage bit.
I guess it was, yeah.
Like, if I just take off the cuffs, I'm already liking it a lot more.
It does feel a little extra.
Kind of feels on the nose.
Yes, like a genie, you're right.
It's just too much. It's just a bit too much.
Yeah,
just
take that off. The higher part.
Oh, yeah!
Or maybe if it was thinner. It's, like, really thick.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If it was just, like, more like a bangle.
Are they literally cuffs? Like, are they literally, like, the kind of cuffs you put on prisoners?
Or are they just very fashionable 70s bangles? And I like that he started his own business as Hero for Hire.
Yeah, it's an entrepreneur.
Good for you. Yeah. I like that.
So, Power Man. Hot or not?
Hot.
Hot, for sure.
He sounds like a nice... what did you say he said? Sweet Christmas?
Sweet Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
He sounds like a nice man.
And honestly, like, his face, like, I know he's serious in that picture, but, like, I can imagine a sweet smile on that, good bone structure.
Yeah, he looks like he could be very kind.
Yeah, like he could pick me up and...
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, I'm a little bit turned on.
Bring on good dates.
But I'm 30 and I'm ovulating, so that's, you know, not very hard.
That should be an excuse for
I like his penis, which is hard.
Imagine if that was flaccid. Oh no!
You're gone.
The crotch is confusing.
Oh my god! It's so big!
Concerning.
Ayo, Sway, you already. I'ma dedicate this one to the hardest individual on the street right now. Luke Cage, you already know. Bulletproof love your way, brother. Let's get it.
Oh, finally.
Power Pack. By now, we've met all four kids of Marvel's youngest super team and referenced their origin each time. They helped a nice horsey alien against an evil, evil lizard-like Snarks, and when the alien died, they were imbued with his many powers, as well as gifted with a talking spaceship and self-repairing uniforms. The Powers family became, in descending order of birth, G, Lightspeed, Massmaster, and Energizer. Between then and now, the Snarks stole their powers, and when they were restored, they didn't go to the same child. So, that's why they've got different names under here. G became Destroyer, with the power to disintegrate things and throw energy balls. Lightspeed became Molecula, Mistress of Density, and has the power to compress herself into a tiny human or dissipate herself into a cloud form.
What a mouthful.
Massmaster became Counterweight, inheriting G's gravity powers. And Little Katie became Starstreak, with her sister's Rainbow Flight powers. So it kind of seemed like they were getting what they wanted. The older brother gets more offensive powers, the little girl gets the inoffensive one, etc. Needless to say, this change wasn't permanent.
Mistress of Density?
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
So how old is she when she's the Mistress of Density?
How old was Julie again?
10.
Something like 10, yeah.
Mistress of
I wish there was like a team photo. Like, of them being just badass.
Yeah, we've never gotten all.
No, not for Marvel.
Did you say that it wasn't permanent? So
this is one of these changes that it doesn't stick because...
We're like, no.
The iconic power pack are, you know, G, light speed, energy. So eventually it's going to come back. But when they publish this, the kids have just changed their powers.
I will say this is confusing for me because we've been looking at these characters for such a long time. And it's like, oh, we're finally there. Oh, no, they're just completely different now.
Just the powers. Yeah, they got the same personalities and faces.
Yes, but I already didn't remember them.
That's why I need a full body picture. I don't remember. I don't even remember their outfit that much.
They have
much.
Big boots.
Yeah, those weird ass
The moon boots.
That's not the character.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one that's a rainbow thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like there's a rainbow like stream behind them when they're doing a thing.
I think the power pack is generally very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Did kids like this a lot?
I don't know. I mean, I was a teenager, so I didn't talk to kids.
Did you think it was stupid?
I liked it. I had this friend.
There you go.
I had this friend who was a real asshole. And who read all my comics. Sometimes he broke into my house and read comics.
What?
Yes, he did this.
What?
So, well, broke. I mean... Small town. We didn't lock doors.
Yeah, he just walked in.
I found him in my room reading my comics.
My mom would still be concerned if, like, a friend came unannounced.
So he was pushing certain books that he wanted to read, you know, for me to buy. So, oh, you should buy this one because I want to read this one. It's like, well, don't buy it yourself. But the one he wanted me to drop was what he called Powder Pack.
Aw.
What an asshole.
And then he read Powder Pack and he was in love.
Aww.
With the book, and it was like he felt, I don't know how he felt, sociopath, but...
Jesus.
But he would come to regret his words about that silly book about the primary school kids with powers.
I always think there's, like, some charm capability with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like a child who learns... Who grows up or learns like a valuable lesson kind of story. I think that's always kind of charming.
Yeah, they're sweet. I really wish we had a picture of all of them together.
Yeah, I know.
They love to just put heads.
Mm. That's the most boring thing ever.
No, look, he's got a haircut and...
One has freckles, I guess.
The pigtails are adorable.
Yes.
Is it like those little like elastics with balls on them?
Yes.
I think so.
That's what I saw.
Nice.
I had a bunch of those.
Me too.
Yeah.
Do you tie up your braid here as well?
Some people do.
Really?
Yeah, they do it up here and then they do it on
I don't agree with
you. You could have different flair. You could put it... just be, you know, a touch of color.
I think it's just more control in some ways.
Oh, so you can tie it.
What's the name of that in English? We have a name for it in French.
What are you trying to name?
Braids?
No, those balls.
Des lulus?
No, the balls.
I don't know.
Yeah, des lulus.
No, des lulus, no. That's hair.
It's the hair part.
The actual elastic. Genre.
I don't know. What do you call it in French?
It's a boule d'ang.
I've never heard that.
Of course not, because you're from the south.
Every elastic that goes south. In a hair is a lulu.
No, lulu, like a ponytail is a lulu. Like a small, a little ponytail is a lulu.
No, it's an elastic.
No,
it's
not.
It is. Yeah, house. Sorry.
Your house is wrong.
Your house is wrong.
Your house is wrong.
That makes sense.
What is this, Game of Thrones?
So, power pack, concept, hot or not?
Like, it's always weird to say hot about concept. Kids stuff, but yes. I like it generally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say hot just because her name's Molecular Mistress of Density.
And
that's the coolest she'll ever be in her entire life.
I'm lukewarm just because I wish there was
character?
More.
Lukewarm?
Luke Cage,
lukewarm.
Yeah. His powers is like being like tepid.
He has no real opinion on anything.
Monsieur Luc likes his water lukewarm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, when he takes a shower.
In the shower. Your house is wrong.
I live in the extremes with water. The coldest I can drink it, the warmest I can bathe in it.
If I don't get out of my shower with red skin, it was not a proper shower.
Yeah, no, he's really sensitive to hot water.
Yeah,
me
that
too.
Would peel away my skin.
Oh, it's not fun, but like, it's not worth it.
I saw a thing recently where like, apparently like women, we can... tolerate warmer showers.
Uh-huh.
Like, just genetically because of giving birth, like, our pain tolerance is just different. So we have a higher warm shower tolerance.
Every partner I've had, like, we like taking showers together, and they're all like, oh, it's too warm, it's too warm. It's like,
I saw that on the internet this week.
There's like, together.
There's like a certain point where the hotter the water is, when it gets to a certain point, you get like a chill because it's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best feeling.
That's your skin falling off.
Yeah, I love it. I really, really like it.
You know,
is that how you take your bath?
When all your muscles are exposed, you get a little chilly.
Yeah. Well, no, by then my veins are like leaking out.
Oh my God. I love veins are leaking.
That's called bleeding. I would have put a stop to this conversation, except the show's called Hard or Not, so I guess it's
relevant.
Yeah, I want to know the shower habits of the listeners. So what's your water temperature?
Actually put the thermometer in. We want to know exact numbers.
Encourage them at your own peril.
I should check what it is, my preference temperature.
Do you have like a cooking thermometer?
Yeah. I'll test it out. No, put a pool thermometer because it's for water. Perfect.
I have a cooking thermometer, but I accidentally put it in water. It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, no.
I can't use it in my shower.
I've come to understand that power is a delicate force. In the right hands, it can be extraordinary, benevolent. In the wrong hands, it can be dark and destructive. So when the time came for me to pass along my powers, I came upon four young children who inspired me with their innocence, their honesty. Children to whom I felt I could entrust my powers with the confidence that as they grew, so would their ability to use those powers wisely. I just hope I didn't make a mistake.
Art credits: Polaris by Mark Silvestri, Possessor by Mike Gustavich, Power Broker Inc., no art, Power Man by Mark Bright, Power Pack by John Bogdanov.
Saturn, who's there? Hyperion to a Saturn.
Follow Siskoid's deep scene-by-scene dive into adaptations of Shakespeare's Hamlet on Hyperion to a Satyr, the Fire and Water Network's Hamlet podcast. To listen or not to listen isn't the question, as you well know. Kenneth Branagh, Derek Jacobi, Mel Gibson, Laurence Olivier, Ethan Hawke, David Tennant, Classics Illustrated, and many more covered every episode at fireandwaterpodcast.com or where you usually get your podcasts.
Rest is silence.
Female bag.
Woo!
Comments on our previous episode. Episode 86, Paladin, Phaistos, Phoenix, Blatman, Pluto. So with Paladin, Nicholas J. Allhelm says, "This starts the episodes of the series I've been most looking forward to hearing."
Ooh.
While I definitely read some Transformers and G.I. Joe before, this issue was my first look at the Marvel Universe that didn't come from Spider-Man and his amazing friends. I was 9 at most at the time, and I literally read it until most of the pages you're discussing had long fallen off the issue. My copy of this issue opened with the Phoenix entry, and has done so for decades, though I do have a handy reprint of the book. Perhaps it's because their pages were lost to time for me, but neither Paladin or Phaistos have ever really interested me either in these pages or elsewhere.
Fair.
Chris Franklin says, probably named after the lead character in the Western series Half Gun Will Travel. That's a really old TV show, even older than me. And then Gene Hendricks adds that it was an even older radio show. And yeah, Chris, I knew, but if it's older than us, that's not going to mean anything to the six youngins.
The youths.
The youths. The Utes.
Thank you.
Chris also thinks Black Hole Dick might have been a song by Soundgarden. And just definitely the costume I would wear in this group. I agree that it seems like a relatively simple one to cosplay. A couple of baseball catchers, chest protectors, a pair of safety goggles, and a ski mask.
That's 100% accurate.
Yes.
It was intriguing to hear that the Wasp dated such a mercenary. Then again, she didn't always have the best taste in men. Black Hole Dick might be my fantasy football team next season. And Mike Dinah says, I agree with the ladies, completely forgettable. I think I first encountered him during Todd McFarlane's run on The Amazing Spider-Man, and he was a dull dish rag. I was happy to see him leave. All right, let's talk about Phaistos briefly. Chris Duncan says, again, leave it to the Hot Squad to point out how comic book body proportions can look really weird out of context. Yeah. Ange says, the art here is wonky. His arms are so wide that even facing forward, his two arms together equal the width of his chest. As a result, he looks like a square, not hot. Mm-hmm. And Nicholas Allhelm says, I'm not sure why Phaistos has an individual entry, as the character has done nothing of importance I'm aware of. His portrayal in the MCU might bring him a bit of a greater light, but no one really liked Eternals, did they? I will go on record saying I liked Eternals.
I heard Turtles and I was like, what?
I like Turtles as well.
I do love Turtles.
Turtles are great.
I love Ninja Turtles.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I need to rewatch the Eternals. Can I talk about this?
It's your show, Nat.
It's just not really relevant. When we went to see it in theaters, there were like 5 or 6 teenagers in front of us.
Oh, yeah, those pukes.
It was the worst movie going experience of my life. Hands down. We go to the movies once a week.
And okay. we get a lot
and
of weird
we've
crowds.
We've gotten weird crowds. We've gotten like old people that, you know, are talking the whole time or their phones going up. This was on a level that I've never seen before. Wow. They were openly talking and laughing
phone
and
on.
Being disruptive. Their phones yeah. on. I was so angry at them that I feel like I don't remember most of this movie because I was just seething the entire way through. So I probably should watch The Eternals again, to be honest, because I don't feel like I gave that movie a fighting chance. It was not a good experience, so I just don't have good memories of it.
Did you kick one of the kids?
I did.
No, yeah.
I kicked their seat several times.
And then she bent down and she told this one girl, get the fuck out, or whatever you said.
No, I said, I don't remember what I said, but I took my teacher voice.
Yeah.
My teacher voice came out and I was like, something like, we can hear you. Okay. Like, I was like, you're being ridiculously loud. And to her credit, she did. It was a lot better after that. But man.
Well, she left. So.
I would have.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
have dropped
yeah,
my,
she ran out.
I forgot about the fact that they were leaving
they were,
and coming
yeah,
back.
And out,
leaving
yes.
and coming back and laughing grew. About TikTok.
It was
just like, are
ridiculous.
You in a film?
At least half a dozen kids, and there was like one of them was there for the movie, and
yes,
the others just
I felt
came.
Bad for the one person who actually wanted to yeah. see this movie, because that was clear. But honestly, if I could keep this rant going for another little bit, I genuinely think the pandemic has made people be worse at going to the movies.
Yeah.
I feel like people have lost the capacity to watch something and not have their phones out or not be talking to the person next to them the whole time because that's what you do in your house.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the movies not that long ago and the girl was fully just like sitting in his lap and talking loudly the entire time. It's like, we're not in your living room. What is this? I think the pandemic has genuinely made it worse.
Like, at best, get real close and whisper something
yeah,
in the
I
ear.
Think that's
like,
fine.
Like, oh, did you notice this little detail? This is foreshadowing the end. Like, I would never do more.
No, it's unreal.
That's
but that,
more than we say.
That was...
I do it with just one person because he tolerates it and it's
that
my partner.
Was the worst experience ever. So I don't...
Wow.
I just have bad memories of that movie.
A lot of people have no memories of this movie, so...
I haven't seen it yet.
I will never see it.
It was okay.
It's not top tier, but it's
no, it was
mid-tier.
Okay.
Mid-tier.
It's not bottom tier, as some people have claimed. All right, let's talk about Phoenix. Cal doesn't like this version of Rachel's Phoenix costume. Says, I met her in her Excalibur outfit where she wore the spiked red leather bodysuit or later something closer to the Dark Phoenix costume. She only ever showed the marks on her face when angry and when she let her guard down. As a teen, she fell firmly in the hot category for me. Jeff R. wonders if is Phoenix here the longest entry in Ohotmu? I'm trying to think who might have more backstory, because Wolverine gets there, but at the time of this book, he's still a mysterious and an unknown. But it's not fair, because they talk about the Phoenix Force, but they give all of Jean Grey's history, and then they give all of Rachel's history, and it's pretty complicated, yes. And then there's a lot of powers. It's one of the longer ones, but I think there are probably others that are... If it's five, there are other five pagers, I think. Chris Franklin says, I always thought Rachel's design was pretty ugly and honestly kind of lazy. I like John Romita Jr.'s art on Spider-Man, but when he went to X-Men, he adopted a style I didn't care for as much, and that has evolved into one I don't like at all now. The Cockrum Jean Grey Phoenix look is boss.
Did you say she had a cool jacket?
No. Leather studded? A red leather bodysuit.
Bodysuit. Ah.
We'll see it eventually, right? Oh.
I don't know.
You're the one who controls the show.
We do a show with underlooks, right?
You're the one who chooses what we see.
No, we're going to show that one. Ange says, I definitely love Jean, so as a reader, even though these are characters, I felt a little off thinking that Rachel was hot as well. Can you have the hots for the mother and the daughter? I guess so. Yeah. I do like her more leather, spiky look than this costume, and hope that look gets covered in the eventual other costumes bonus episode.
No, we'll never do that.
I just said we would.
Ever again.
Captain Entropy says, Cal is right. When we were teens and Rachel was a teen, she was hot. However, Cal and Ange are both wrong about the leather spike costume. This one is better because it's innovative and less S&M. And Ange, 65-year-old fitness icon Denise Austin, just walked the runway with her grown daughter. They were each wearing bikinis. We can definitely find both the mother and the daughter attractive.
Yeah, I think so.
No age shaming. Lizanne Oswald says, so what you're saying is that Rachel Summers is fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight, never running from a real fight.
I'm right.
Mike Dinah says, needless to say, Jean Grey is super hot in green or red. This isn't my favorite Rachel Summers costume, but I really came to appreciate her on Excalibur, no matter what she was wearing. Okay. And Baron Bites adds, for your information, Rachel Summers is canonically bisexual. I love her subtextual relationship with Kitty Pryde. Well, everybody in the X-Men had a subtextual relationship with Kitty Pryde.
She was popular.
Okay, let's look at Plant Man. Chris Franklin says, well,
my favorite boy.
Whoever guessed hot for this guy won the pool this week. I agree, his earlier look is more compelling. He looks like a more evil Brussels sprout. Brussels sprouts are already evil.
Excuse me, they're my favorite vegetable, or top five.
As we know, people are genetically predisposed to think they taste yucky or good.
Really?
Yes, it's like blue eyes and brown eyes. It's like you're born with it.
Really? Yep. I just thought it was one of those, like, for us, like, in the 90s, people, all the cartoons were broccoli is gross.
Yeah, I don't know why broccoli is gross.
Because it's not, but
because
like,
it tastes like fucking Brussels sprouts.
Media,
just a different texture.
Media was like, broccoli is gross.
No, but Brussels sprouts.
So I thought it was
Brussels
one of
sprouts
those
is proven to taste bad for some genetic profiles.
Is it like cilantro? That tastes like fucking soap.
People who I can't eat cilantro.
Right. No, it's awful.
It probably is.
I can tell when it's in it.
It probably is.
It's not fun.
But I know it's true of Brussels sprouts.
Well, I did not know that.
You know what's the worst with cilantro is that people just use it as a garnish.
Yeah.
And so they just load it on there.
I can't know that they're going to do that before they do it. That's the part that bothers me.
It's not in the ingredients.
Yes, because it's just a garnish. And then I have to like eat around this fucking cilantro and it sucks.
That's why I always just use parsley. Add a tablespoon of sipped. Fuck that. Fuck cilantro. I just add more parsley. It's green.
Yeah, parsley's better.
It doesn't taste like any. It doesn't taste
really
like salt.
Like cilantro.
She likes it.
Yeah, she's like the genetic outlier.
I like cilantro. My sister really likes it. She eats salsa and she puts like extra in it.
I could take it or leave it. So let's get back to the Plant Man. Mike W. was surprised Plant Man got so much love since he was kind of a goofball. And Baron Bites says his appearance on the cover of Strange Tales Volume 1, Number 113 as some big plant balls just perfectly placed below the waist. That will always be my memory of him. Nicholas Alhelm says, I both love the overly detailed Plant Man main picture and cannot understand why he would ever stop wearing his old costume and start wearing that one instead. His old costume was amazing, fit the plant motif better, and doesn't seem like it would be harder to draw, which is the usual reason I assume Marvel Comics costumes change. And Mike Dana says, this is a fantastic episode for the Plant Man entry alone. While the squealing may blow out my speakers, it brings joy to my heart.
Aww.
He looks like an evil version of the Peanuts characters dancing in Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes!
100%.
All right, Pluto. Gene Hendry says, this character, not necessarily this century, kind of got me into trouble. I was in a world mythology class in high school. Of course he was. And we had to do a project for which we had several options. The one I chose was to write a short description of gods in a pantheon of our choosing, each accompanied by an illustration we drew. I chose the Greek gods. The Norse gods were not on the list. And used Marvel as my inspiration. Long story short, my teacher said that Pluto looked too Asian to be a Greek god. However, I did get an A on it, and since no one else in the history of the class has ever chosen that option, she asked if she could keep it to show other classes as an example.
Did she take credit?
The possessor. he also says, the map of Hades seems to me anyways a bit out of scale. If Elysium is the Greek heaven, then either very few people went there, or the palace is freaking enormous.
I think very few people went.
It's built in height.
Chris Franklin says, this version should definitely come into the MCU. They have recently begun exploring the celebrity angle of the characters in that universe. Imagine him trying to cast She-Hulk in a film. Mike Dinah says, at least he looks better than Uranus. Hey-o!
Real mature.
Nicholas Allhelm says, the Hot Squad put more thought into Pluto's mask than I ever had in years of looking at that picture. Arguably, they put more thought into him overall as
right,
well.
It's right there!
While he somehow gets 3 pages in this issue, I'm not sure I've ever actually read a comic where he was a major player in any way, shape, or form. Hercules battled Ares far more often, while DeFalco and friends would remove any need for him in Thor titles with the, in my opinion, inarguably better Seth. All right, miscellaneous. Amity's engagement was discussed last time. So Chris Franklin says, congratulations, Amity. But now that you've included engagement as a patron goal, ladies, be prepared for offers. Mike W. sends a félicitation, Amity, from Saskatchewan.
Thanks.
Gene Hendricks says, congratulations, Amity. All the best for the upcoming nuptials. Since I'm curious, what is the dollar value of my girlfriend in Canada Patreon level? And Mike Dinah says, Mr. Dick is one lucky guy, and no patron level is high enough to get the Hot Squad because they're priceless.
Oh, I don't know.
But that shouldn't stop people from donating more.
No, you should try. You should try to reach that level.
Well, thanks, everyone.
This is where I guess we should mention that this is our first episode in which Nat is a married woman.
Yay! Flashing my ring like you guys can see that.
And we are going to talk more about the wedding next month when we broadcast a wedding special.
Ooh.
We'll discuss 2 superhero weddings, 1 DC, 1 Marvel. Which ones? I don't know yet.
Tune in for the surprise.
I don't know yet, but we will be comparing these 2 weddings to yours.
Oh. Well, they suck. Because hers was amazing. Top tier wedding.
No supervillain.
None. No supervillain showed up, so that's already a plus in my column.
So in a couple of weeks we'll do a who's hot and who's not. But in a full month, we'll be doing this wedding special. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards, like getting on the hot list and get the girls to throw a custom compliment at you.
Or a proposal.
So going around the table, and based on Roos University, which we covered this week, how about we put each of our patrons' names on a particular building on our fantasy campus? What building do we dedicate to Eric?
Can he be like an outdoor space? Like a garden or something? Like a green space? You know, when universities try to be like, there's a tree over there.
That's
the
nice.
Nature yeah. park.
So like when you can like study there outside and
there's
nice.
Like there's people playing frisbee around yeah. there. I feel like that's always the thing in movies. There's
all right,
always
the
a frisbee.
Eric patch of grass.
Eric patch of grass.
It's like a park.
It's a nice park. Yeah.
It's a nice patch of grass, okay?
Gene Hendricks.
He gets the arts building.
Okay.
With history and philosophy and all that.
Yeah. And mythology.
Yeah, you know, mythology.
Of course. And there's like a cool staircase.
Oh yeah. There's definitely at least one cool staircase and one like library that you're not supposed to go into.
Yeah.
The forbidden library.
All right, Mike Dinas.
Cafeteria.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite areas on campus.
Yes.
We love to eat.
Yes.
Food is the best.
We're food motivated.
it's a place people love to go.
Yeah, and we have a great cafeteria on campus, actually. We have a chef, and he puts microgreens on everything. It's great.
Taken from the Eric Patrick Grass. Yeah. And then Monsieur Luc.
I have two answers. Either, like, biology for birds or computer science area. Or, you know, both mixed together. So, like, computer science, but there's a bunch of birds everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bird sanctuary, but also he gets to build PCs.
like, the birds are, like, typing with him?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, like, every bird has his computer.
Oh, oh my goodness, yes. Oh,
speaking of Luc and birds, we were watching this crow earlier, and he was going at an apple that we threw outside. And no, well, he's going at the apple. And then he walks away from the apple and he picks something up. And I was filming him. And he picks something up and he gobbles it up. I'm like, oh, what did he eat? And I look at the footage and he just like fully just ate a mouse. and I hadn't like realized it. I think the cat next door like killed it and then left it there.
Probably. Like,
I caught it on film. Like with a really good camera. He just gobbled up a mouse.
Wow.
Oh, yay!
They will inherit the earth. All right, say goodbye, guys.
It's like birds are evil. Goodbye, friends.
Bye.
Bye. Blue.
We love you.
Oh, God.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Can you hear my jazz hands?